امیر کبیر خیام مولانا اویسنا خوارزمی Iranian notables, sources of global honor.
In the name of God, salam, dear listeners, and welcome to the program. In a couple of episodes, we are going to talk about Ohaduddin Kermani, Iranian mystic and poet of the 12th and 13th centuries AD. His poems have gone beyond the Iranian borders and Islamic countries as far as the Scandinavia. His quatrains are known in Czech and Slovakia, and his quatrains have been published at Uppsala University of Sweden by Dr. Butas. Iranian professor of history and literature Dr. Ebrahim Bastani Parizi said on Ohaduddin Kermani, "If Ohaduddin Kermani had thought that his quatrains would one day travel to the farthest parts of the world, he would have noticed how he was committed before the generation of 8 centuries later." There is little information on the life and times of Ohaduddin Kermani, as chronicles and biographers have written very little about him. The only sources of knowing him are the account of Muhyiddin Arabi in Futuhat Makkiya and the book Manaqib, whose author is not known. His name was Hamed, just as Arabi mentioned his name as Ohaduddin Hamed ibn Abelfakhr. As he says, Abelfakhr was the poet's father. The author or authors of Manaqib say that Ohaduddin Kermani was one of the sons of Turanshah Seshanbey, the ruler of Kerman. Turanshah was killed in 579 AH. He was one of the Seljuk rulers. The Seljuks ruled for 150 years in Kerman. Ahmad ibn Mahbub, the editor of Kermani's Divan of Poetry, rejects this attribution and maintains that this might have been the fabrication of the author of the book. However, given the fact that the book was written near to the time of the life of Ohaduddin's children, much of the content seems logic. Anyway, Turanshah had chosen Ohaduddin Kermani as his successor due to his cleverness. Kermani points to this in a quatrain, saying, اجداد من از صدور ایران بودند، تقدیر که هر یکی سلیمان بودند. Of Iranian root were my forefathers, each of them a Solomon or others. باید که به نفس خود کسی باشم من، ما را چه از آن فخر که ایشان بودند. To be someone, I should do my best. No good in putting your fame on others. Ohaduddin Kermani, simply called as Ohadi, was from Kerman region, and as the author of the book Manaqib says, he was from Javanshir city. His date of birth has not been mentioned in any book, but the same book maintains that he had fled Kerman at the time of the assault of Ghaz Turks to the region where he was 16. This was between the years 575 to 581 AH. Therefore, it can be said that he was born in 561 and died in 635 AH at the age of 74 in Baghdad. Bastani Parisi has written a detailed introduction about the reason for his migration in his Divan of Quatrains. Ohadi Kermani lived at a time when Kerman was in a serious turmoil. Thus, he had to leave the region because of political, social, and economic crises. The start of the Seljuks' decline coincided with his childhood and adolescence, when Toghrul ibn Muhammad died and there was infighting among the princes of power. Yet, the external onslaught by Ghaz Turks also escalated the conditions. First, Ohadi went to Baghdad. He went to school in Baghdad, though he was poor and moneyless. But when the teacher saw his eagerness for knowledge, he accepted him. He was so clever that soon he gained high scientific degrees and became the assistant of his teacher. Therefore, when the teacher was absent, Ohaduddin was allowed to teach the students instead of him. At that time, he catapulted to fame to the extent that he became the teacher of Hakkakiyye school. In those days, he was a renowned jurisprudent. Apparently, he was inclined to Sufism in the same period. Late Dr. Foruzan Far says, at that time, Sufism was very prevalent in all Islamic lands, especially in Baghdad. The caliphs, courtiers, and rulers around them used to build khanqah, inns, and abodes for the elderly Sufis. They would also endow their fertile lands for them. The public respected the Sufis and obeyed their rulings. They would take their votives and parents to khanqahs. Sufis enjoyed good time and in fact they lived in full welfare. Ohaduddin Kermani spent part of his life in teaching and studying, but knowledge and school failed to satisfy his spirit. Thus, he turned to Sufism, although he didn't believe in pioneers and great figures of Sufism. He maintained that if they had attained high degrees of spirituality, it was because of worship and austerity. Hence, everyone could reach those degrees. In view of this, he started tough austerity. He decided to go to Hajj pilgrimage on foot without money and victuals. However, he began strenuous exercises to get prepared for the hard journey. Long days of hunger and fasting, continuous worship and prayers in days and nights, walking barefooted in cold nights and hot days were some of his exercises. But he didn't become that enthusiastic to continue. One day, he happened to pass by the khanqah of Muhammad Sojasi, a great Sufi in those days. Dear listeners, next time we will continue his story.